Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Here to recap Tuesday, April 16th, action on the diamond. Get you ready for Wednesday, which is a lot of day baseball, which is really, really fun, all things considered. So let's get you recapped on the news and notes from Tuesday. Royals, White Sox postponed due to rain. They will take place at a doubleheader on Wednesday. Not a day night, just boom. First game is 1:10 Eastern. Second game straight to follow. Tons of good stuff there. You got Singer and Cannon. Cannon making his debut, supposedly in game one, and more to follow from there. Texas Rangers made a bit of a splash on Tuesday morning, saying they're going to call up number two overall pick in the 2021 draft, Jack Leiter, starting pitcher Jack Leiter from AAA. Leiter has been outstanding, striking out 25 over 14 and a third innings in AAA this season. He'll be taking on the Tigers on getaway day on Thursday, and we'll see where it goes from there. There's nothing beneficial if you stick in the rotation, if it's a spot start, how it's all playing out, but you'd imagine if things go well, they might give Leiter a few more opportunities in the big league. Andy Pajas of the Los Angeles Dodgers got the call. Outfielder, number three prospect in the Dodgers system. Pajas is hitting 371 over 15 AAA games this year with five home runs, 18 runs scored, 12 RBIs, and two stolen bases. Not much to prove there. He gets called up and he started in center field on Tuesday with the left-handed pitcher Patrick Corbin on the mound. Pay attention to the rest of the week, though. Outman usually plays center field versus righties. We'll see if Pajas and Outman are in a platoon or how that's going to play out. We'll definitely determine how we're going to make additions this weekend with Pajas on the FAB market. Taylor Trammell was DFA'd to make room for Pajas in this, on the roster. After a few days of trying to see if things would get better, the Brewers finally put Christian Yelich on the IL with his back injury. That was just a matter of time. Owen Miller was called up from AAA to take his roster spot. Yelich hopefully comes back soon, but he's battled these injuries in the past. Blake Perkins has been getting regular bats with Yelich out. He's been very good, some power, some speed, hitting for a high average. That'll probably come back a bit with a huge BABIP, but still a productive player in Blake Perkins. Sal Frelick has been hanging out as well. So Perkins has been playing primarily center field, while Trio and Perkins, or Trio and Frelick, play the corner outfield positions. Don't forget Joey Weimer was also called up recently, but Perkins should get most of the playing time with Yelich out. Ozzie Albies, he hits the IL after fouling a ball off his toe on Monday. He'll be out 4 to 6 weeks with a right toe fracture. That's not good at all. David Fletcher was recalled from AAA to take Albies' spot on the roster. Luis Guillorme was playing second base on Tuesday after playing shortstop on Monday. So I'd imagine you see a lot of Guillorme at second and Arias at shortstop. And Guillorme has proven in the past, pretty decent batting average guy, a little bit of pop, nothing crazy. So he could be streamable in the right formats if he needs a middle infield / second base help. Guillorme is second base, third base in a lot of formats. So just kind of think about that. You're not dropping Albies right now. You're holding him as long as possible, hopefully in an IL spot. The other kind of silver lining with Albies hitting the IL, Michael Harris should be hitting second every day for the Braves. He hit second on Tuesday night. This is something we saw a few years ago when Albies was injured. Harris moved up to second, and it just boosts Michael Harris's fantasy value a ton. Ke'Bryan Hayes scratched on Tuesday with a back soreness situation. This is a bummer because Hayes finished last season great, had a monster spring, and he's just been a dud to start the season. Hayes has zero home runs and zero stolen bases. Kind of makes you wonder how long the back issue has been taking place. So Hayes' day today, I wouldn't be shocked if we see an IL stint in the coming days. Seiya Suzuki mentioned yesterday that he hit the IL with an oblique injury. We got more news on Tuesday. Seiya Suzuki is expected to miss 4 weeks with the oblique injury. Last year, he missed 6 weeks with an oblique injury. That was his left oblique. The current injury for Suzuki is his right oblique. So hopefully 4 weeks is not too bad. We'll have to wait and see. Hold as long as you can. Again, Alexander Canario was called up. Canario was called up, and he played on Tuesday, got a couple big hits. He's a guy I don't mind. Reminds me a lot of Nelson Velasquez. At batting average could be suspect, but tons of power. But you also got to imagine Canario probably platoons with Mike Tauchman. So keep an eye on that situation the rest of the week before we hit Fab on Sunday. Garrett Whitlock of the Boston Red Sox left his start early on Tuesday with an oblique injury. He'll be evaluated more on Wednesday, and I'd imagine an IL stint coming up with said oblique injury. Stay tuned for more news on Whitlock. I'll have you guys updated tomorrow. Rafael Devers, he left Tuesday's game with a knee discomfort after missing the whole weekend with the shoulder injury. Comes back, then he leaves Tuesday with knee discomfort. The Red Sox are optimistic. They're going to have him come back in on Wednesday to get it looked at some more. If there's still an issue, then they'll do imaging. But right now, the Red Sox do not think that Devers' knee needs any imaging at this point in time. Nick Senzel was activated from the IL on Monday. Trey Lipscomb, prospect, was sent back to AAA. Senzel should slide back into the third base role for the Nats. Kyber Ruiz was also placed on the IL on Monday. This is kind of strange. With the flu, it's even more strange. Like, at first you get it because you can kind of say certain guys are out with illness. Catcher, though, you need a backup catcher. That's just the reality of the situation. We'll get to more of that later, actually. But Ruiz goes to the IL with the flu. But like on Tuesday, Ruiz is playing catch before the game with some of his teammates. So who knows how serious this is. Maybe it's even just like a get right because he's off to a slow start at the plate, kind of clear your head type thing early in the season. Time will tell for Kyber Ruiz. Tommy Pham made the White Sox and Pham made it official on Tuesday, signing the minor league deal. Pham will head to AAA to get stretched out, loose, the whole thing, whatever you want to call it, for game mode situations. They'll be called up to the White Sox, and there's really nobody in that outfield that should stop him from playing every day, making him quite fantasy relevant, as he was a beast last year, and it was kind of a surprising situation that he was not signed this year. Trevor Larnach of the Minnesota Twins was activated from the IL on Tuesday. He was back in the Twins lineup immediately, hitting fifth in the lineup. Matt Wallner was sent to AAA in the corresponding move for Larnach. Wallner was a fun name last year, tons of power, just a lot of question marks. Wasn't even playing every day versus right-handed pitching, so sending him down to maybe get right makes sense. Larnach should see plenty of playing time with Wallner gone and Kepler on the IL. Speaking of Kepler, Kepler will run the bases on Tuesday, and if all goes well, should begin a rehab assignment later in the week from his knee injury. After a handful of rehab games, you'd expect Kepler back in the lineup, and that will be much needed in Minnesota, and that could then affect Larnach's playing time. But for now, Larnach should play rather regularly. Johan Duran of the Minnesota Twins completed another successful bullpen session and is now lined up to face live hitters on Friday. If all goes well for Duran, he'll probably have a couple more outings versus live hitters and a rehab assignment. And you'd imagine we could see Duran back in 2-3 weeks if all continues to go well, which is pretty great to think about for one of the best closers in baseball. One of the former top prospects in baseball, Forrest Whitley of the Houston Astros, was recalled on Tuesday and made his MLB debut out of the bullpen for the Astros late in the game versus the Braves. It wasn't the best outing, a couple runs scored, but still great to see Whitley finally get on the field as he's had so many injuries throughout his career, just trying to get to the bigs. So that was great to see. Whitley should be primarily out of the bullpen as they need plenty of bullpen help in Houston. Brendan Rodgers mentioned yesterday that he was scratched. We didn't know why. Nothing. Well, a little more clarity. Rodgers was out again on Tuesday. He's battling an illness. It's a thing going around a lot of places these days. But then again, there's backups there, so Rodgers doesn't have to go to the IL right away like Kyber Ruiz. DJ LeMahieu, he's expected to begin a rehab assignment this weekend. DJ thinks he'll only need about 5 games. Yankee said, well, we'll see after 5 games if he needs any more. The good thing is, I guess fantasy-wise, Aaron Boone said Anthony Volpe will remain in the leadoff role when LeMahieu comes back. Like, because going into the season, LeMahieu was the leadoff man. Things are good. Volpe's been so good. He's supposed to stay in the leadoff role, which is great for fantasy everywhere. Because Monty Grandal, the Pittsburgh Pirates, is beginning the rehab assignment on Tuesday. Grandal has been dealing with plantar fasciitis, so we'll see when he comes back. Because originally, he was going to be the everyday catcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates, kind of keeping Henry Davis out of the lineup. Well, Henry Davis got plenty of starts, got his catcher eligibility. He has not hit well. Joey Bart was acquired from the Giants. Bart's hit well. There's a world where Grandal comes back and Davis goes to AAA. So keep an eye on this situation as Davis has been very lackluster at the plate. Drake Cronenworth was out of Tuesday's lineup as he's battling a calf injury, seeking treatment on Tuesday. Should get some more treatment on Wednesday. Padres expect him back in the coming days, but they'll reevaluate it on a day-to-day basis. Here's the one about the Kyber Ruiz thing that makes you think. That's why you need a backup situation. That's Gabriel Moreno of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Moreno is scratched from Tuesday's lineup with a thumb contusion, but Moreno had to enter the game in extra innings as Tucker Barnhart was pinch hit for, and the only other backup was Gabriel Moreno. So he caught the 10th inning for Ginkle as the D-backs got the win. And then last but not least, Tyler Wells of the Baltimore Orioles will hit to the IL with right elbow inflammation. The Orioles said this was more of a precautionary move than anything, and they expect Wells to miss a couple of weeks. They moved Wells to the IL at the first sign of a concern, which we've seen few other teams do lately, and that has been proven good, like Framber Valdez, Nick Pivetta, and others, as they're already throwing and hopefully returning soon. So hopefully the same can be said for Tyler Wells. All right, before we look at some of the top performers of the day and preview Wednesday's action on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Etchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. All right, some hitting highlights from Tuesday. Tristan Casas, 2-for-4 with a double, a homer, a run scored, an RBI, and a walk as he continues to crush, hitting .258 on the year with 5 home runs for Casas. He's now hit home runs in 3 of his last 4 games. Ryan O'Hearn, 2-for-5 with a homer, 2 runs scored, and 2 RBIs. O'Hearn plays against all right-handed pitching. He was a great pickup this week as the Orioles face a lot of righties. O'Hearn's now hitting .333 on the year with 7 extra base hits, including 4 home runs. Jesse Winker, another good pickup this week as the Nats faced a bunch of righties. Winker went 2-for-2 on Tuesday with a double, a homer, a run scored, and 2 RBIs. Winker's now hitting .373 on the year with 6 doubles, 2 home runs, and 2 stolen bases. Pretty productive. He will sit versus lefties, but on good weeks, Jesse Winker's been quite productive to start the season. For more information about the day's top hitters, make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on PitcherList.com. Some starting pitching highlights from Tuesday. Ranger Suarez, my goodness, 9 shutout innings, 7 hits, 1 walk, and 8 strikeouts for the lefty in Philadelphia. Suarez had 18 whiffs and a 32% CSW against those road Rockies. Suarez, 112 pitches in that outing. Outstanding stuff. Suarez has been good to start the year. He's made 4 starts now, 1.73 ERA, 27 Ks, and 26 innings pitched. Ronaldo Lopez going into the rotation is working out really well so far for the Atlanta Braves. And on Tuesday against the Astros, Ronaldo went 6 shutout innings with 4 hits, a walk, and 7 Ks. Lopez had 14 whiffs and a 32% CSW on 94 pitches. And so far this season, Lopez has made 3 starts with a .50 ERA. That is a .50, not a mispronunciation there, with 18 Ks and 18 innings pitched. Got to mention Jared Jones. 5 innings, no runs, 1 hit, no walks, 7 Ks. People were in an uproar. Why are we taking him out? He had 15 whiffs and a 42% CSW on 59 pitches. What are we doing? Well, Jared even came out after the game ago and said, hey, the plan was all along. I'm going 5 innings today, no matter what, I'm going 5 innings. And he said, in my mind, I want to be around for later in the season. If I don't go on a schedule like this, I'll be gone by like midseason. Is that what you want? Is basically what he said. And so you got to respect him. He wants to be there throughout the whole season. This is how you baby innings. Marlins take notes. Max Meyer could do this too. But Jared Jones, this is maybe a thing. He's made 4 starts this year, 23 innings pitched. It's less than 6 innings a start. 3.13 ERA with 32 Ks and 23 innings pitched. Something to monitor going forward. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Tuesday. Tanner Scott was another ugly one, but picked up his 2nd save of the year. Jason Foley, save number 5 for the Tigers. Welcome back, Jordan Romano. Been telling you he's going to be back any day. He's back, picked up his 1st save in his 1st day back. Scott Barlow picked up the save for the Guardians in extra innings versus the Red Sox. Drew Smith picked up the save for the Mets as Edwin Diaz got the day off as he's had a couple saves the last couple of days. Raisel Iglesias picked up his 4th save of the year. Kevin Ginkle got the win in extras for the D-backs. Taylor Saucedo got his 1st save for the Mariners through a 1/3 of an inning. Ryan Stanek threw 2/3 of an inning, 2 walks. They went to the pen. Andres Munoz, once again, 8th inning hold. Fun stuff there in Seattle. Then Ryan Helsley picked up his 7th save of the season. For all things relief pitching, make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on PitcherList.com. Little look ahead to Wednesday's action on diamond. DFS-wise, 11-game slate. Early, 1:05 p.m. Eastern time. I told you, it's a lot of day games, folks. A lot of day games out of the 16-game slate. Tarik Skubal versus the Rangers, love it. Singer versus the White Sox, love it. Bryce Miller versus Cincinnati, intriguing. Blackburn versus Seattle, if you want some discounts. Severino versus Pittsburgh, Dane Dunning versus Detroit, Steven Matz versus Oakland, all cheapies. If you want some bats, initially I'm looking at Atlanta versus France, love that. Dodgers versus Irvin, and Arizona versus Wicks is where I'm planting my flag at this point in time. Some things I'm looking forward to on Wednesday, Scoobal versus Texas. Always love Scoobal as must-see TV these days. Max Fried versus Houston. Can he continue to develop and improve on his recent outings? Brady Singer versus Cannon. Two things. Can Singer continue to be great? And the rookie Cannon, Jonathan Cannon, what are we seeing from him? Kevin Gausman. We saw some big improvements in his last start. Does that carry over in another start here versus the Yankees on Wednesday? And then Brendan Faught versus the Cubs. Talked about Brendan Faught on the recent Bubba in the Bloom recorded on Tuesday night. And the peripheral numbers don't look great. Look under the hood, though. Near 19% K to walk. Sierra's low threes. Velocity still good. Just got to keep the ball in the ballpark. There are a lot of positive signs for Brendan Faught. I am still team Brendan Faught on that one. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Before we head on out, make sure y'all go to pitcherlist.com. Go check out PL Plus, PL Pro. You won't regret it. Gets you in an amazing Discord, all the cool tools, and much, much more. So go check out PL Plus, PL Pro. Sign up, become a member today. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to recap Wednesday and preview Thursday. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast, Wednesday, April 17th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.